From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, have called again for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatening to lead the impoverished nation back to civil war. Michael Makuei-Lewith is the country's information minister.
This order shall be cited as the Republican Order No. 17, 2016, for the declaration of cessation of hostilities between the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, and the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, SPLA-IO, 2016 AD, and shall come into force on the date of its signature by the President of the Republic.
It directs commanders to control their forces, protect civilian life and property, and safeguard any ethnic group that may be targeted by soldiers. Troops have been ordered to return to their barracks. At the UN Monday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the Security Council to take swift action.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. We desperately need attack helicopters and other material to fulfill our mandate to protect civilians.
Civil war, which erupted nearly 3 years ago, lasted 2 years, killing thousands, displacing millions. China remains defiant, even as an arbitration court at The Hague prepares to issue its ruling Tuesday, following a complaint by the Philippines over Beijing's claim of sovereignty over virtually all the South China Sea. Anticipating an unfavorable decision, state-run China Daily rulings.